Moncrief on News Talk.
It was Michael Douglas's 80th birthday this week, and to mark that, his missus, Catherine Zeta-Jones, whose birthday is actually on the same day, posted on Instagram that after years together, it's difficult to know what to get at your partner. Accompanying that was a picture of her with no clothes on. And as usual, this has prompted all sorts of commentary on age gap couples and their sex lives. But is that just judgy ageism? Emily Power-Smith is a sexologist. Afternoon, Emily.
Hi there.
When people react to these things, does it perhaps come from a place of, I don't want to think about my parents having sex, ew?
Yeah, I think there is definitely ageism, and I think it's rife. It's one of the ones that we haven't really looked at or discussed, but it's going to become more important as people like you and I, who have strong opinions, and you with a platform to talk about it. You know, you're going to get older. We're all getting older. We're very opinionated, and we're going to probably want to be sexual and have sex. So I think ageism has to be addressed before too long.
Yeah, and given that there are so many aids for particularly for men, but for women too, to a lesser extent, to help them with their sex lives, it's less of a problem now, I would have thought.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if it's about if what you're after is an erection and you have a penis, then yeah, Viagra is a great tool if you have everything else working for you. You know, if you've got other problems, anxieties around your performance or anything else, Viagra doesn't work. You know, to override other things. But if it's just the
Wow, we were just getting good to the good bit there as well. And that line seems to have broken down. So sorry about that. And is Emily gone? She's definitely gone. I am pleased to say we do have Emily Power-Smith, the clinical sexologist and sex therapist, back on the line. Emily, are you there?
Hello, I'm back again.
Fantastic stuff. Right. OK, a lot of the commentary say, and it's not just on Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones, but any couple where you see an age gap, that somehow they won't be sexually matched. I mean, is there something to that idea?
I don't think so, really, because, you know, they get together the same as any other couple get together. They have the same charge if it's about sex. There are lots of people who get together, fall in love and don't have any sex, and they're of any age. And actually, younger people are that's on the increase with younger and younger people. So it's sexual matches can happen with any people. And they can be mismatched, and you can have two people who look perfect for each other who are absolutely useless together in bed.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's really no hard and fast rule about that.
Yeah, I suppose in say the case of that, there's a 25 year gap, and he's 80 now. So yeah. People might be going, well, you know, he's not able for it anymore, the poor thing. But that's not necessarily the case at all. When you're 80, can you still be having healthy sex?
I mean, I feel very sorry for poor Michael Douglas. God love him. He's a terribly hard life.
Nightmare. Yeah.
Zeta-Jones. Yeah. How did he do it? I mean, of course, Viagra will work. He's a healthy man. He's had cooks. He's had, you know, he's had the best of lives to look after himself and his blood flow. And he probably uses Viagra or, you know, injections or the equivalent if they're still looking for penetrative action. But you know, there's a lot of pleasure that can happen without an erection. We just aren't taught about that.
Yeah,
but there could be all sorts of things going on. He could be a voyeur. He might enjoy watching her pleasuring herself, or he might enjoy cuckolding. He might like watching her with other men, or they might just be both having the amount of sexual interactions that they enjoy, and who knows what that is.
Okay, there's a whole range of defamation cases there. So I want to point out we're just speculating
well,
on that.
I think they were compliments rather than slanders.
injections?
Yeah, you can get injections to help with erections.
Oh, and like you get an injection and what... Well, I assume not every time.
You don't go to your doctor to get the injection. It's one that you self-administer before you want to have sexual activity. Because Viagra doesn't work for everybody. Sometimes it makes people feel very ill. And there's a few others now, a few other drugs that do the same job. It's not the only one, it's just the one we usually refer to. But there's quite a few out on the market. Injections and also implants are things that men also look at to help their erections.
Yeah, and actually, because Catherine Zeta-Jones is 55, so that's you know, and again, let's not be, I'm speculating here, but that's kind of menopause territory.
Yeah.
So she may need some help as well, or mightn't even feel like it for a while.
Absolutely. Yeah. All sorts of things. I mean, if your vagina is in good shape and you're in love, then you are usually you know, there's no other reason to not be sexual. Again, remember her lifestyle. She's not having to deal with kids and sick parents and carpooling and cooking and all the stuff that most women going through menopause have to deal with. She's having a very different life. So I would, this is all conjecture, but I imagine they probably have a great sex life because sure, what else would they be doing?
Yeah, apparently they both enjoy golf. I'm not making that up. Apparently, it's one of the things that brought them together.
And that's a great thing. They play together, stay together.
Yeah. How do you keep your vagina in good shape? Do you like go to vagina gym or what happens?
Not yet, but they probably have it in LA. I bet they do, actually. I should look into that. So for menopausal women, you know, it's about getting your estrogen topped up, if that's an issue, which it usually is. Post-menopause, estrogen drops so fast. And that's a natural thing. So if you want to have enjoyable penetration, you need to ensure that you've got your estrogen levels topped up so that you don't suffer from pain and discomfort due to dryness. Mm-hmm. So it's most likely that she would be getting help with all of that sort of stuff as well. That's just what has to happen. But once you get that, once you're not in any discomfort or pain, a lot of women in menopause and later really enjoy their sex lives.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and one hears anecdotally that many women, in fact, enjoyed a bit more post-menopause.
Well, yeah, they can do. It depends on the person, you know, like if she's got good body image. A lot of women, I'm 53, so I'm really speaking from experience here as well. You know, a lot of women just give less of a shit about what they look like and about being seen with the lights on or about where their cellulite is. They're with people who know their bodies so well that they don't care anymore. But we generally, me and my friends certainly talking about it and with the work I do, women generally tend to give less of a, you know what, around this kind of stuff at this age. But of course, there are still women who really struggle with body image, and it's going to get harder for them probably as things drop a bit and aren't where they used to be.
Yeah, because actually, and I think you've hit on something very acute there, because a lot of the reaction you read to these kind of things is that, well, they're all old and crinkly, but that's usually from people who have firm, supple bodies and can't contemplate finding somebody sexual or being sexually attractive themselves when things have dropped a bit. But actually,
I mean, if that's the point, but there are a lot of young people who are into all kinds of body shapes, you know, and body markings and piercings and sizes and abilities these days, you know, and even genders. So it's really not the same conversation that even our parents would have been having, you know, or we would have been having 15, 20 years ago. It's changing, and it's changing for the better. These are just two people who fancy each other and fell in love. Does it matter about their age? I mean, they've kind of proven that it's more than, you know, she wasn't just doing it for his money or his status. They're very, very happy together. And I think there are a lot of couples who find each other, and on paper, you wouldn't think they're a match. But the beauty of our world and us as humans is that we surprise ourselves and each other all the time. And I'm so glad about that, or else there'd be a lot of people single forever if they just didn't match one idea of what beauty and attraction is.
Emily, I'm glad we came back to you. You're a font of wisdom. Thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Emily Power-Smith there, clinical sexologist and sex therapist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.